First of all, lovely to speak to you.
Nice to meet you.
It's over 2 decades since Blue first came onto the music scene. Did you think back then that you'd still be performing together?
I believe so, yeah, in a weird way, because I think we weren't manufactured. We was a band that found ourselves, and we were friends before being bandmates, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the respect and the love was already there as mates. So yeah, I'm just pleased to be a part of this band and pleased to be doing it for, you know, for 2 decades. It's amazing.
And have your influences changed since then in terms of music and performing, or is it still the same?
Yeah, I think it's still the same. It's weird, I don't really listen to a lot of what's out at the moment. I listen to, like, Talk Sport and that, do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Music-wise, I don't know who's out there. I mean, I know artists, but I wouldn't know songs if they played on the radio. I wouldn't know who it is. But yeah, music's had to change. We've had to change our style of music, but I still think we keep to the moral of Blue, which is, you know, good pop R&B songs.
Absolutely, yeah. And 23 years is obviously an amazing achievement for any band.
Yeah.
What's been your personal highlights throughout those years?
I think for me, obviously winning our first Brit Award in 2002, you know, Best British Newcomer was amazing. And the fact that we've just gone on and done tours, we toured the world, toured Europe, toured Asia, toured obviously here in the UK, and just being able to say that I've done it, or me and the boys have done it.
Yeah, I can imagine that's like a proper kind of pinch me moment, isn't it, when you get all these achievements. And you've released 7 studio albums. Have you got any plans to release any more?
No plans at the moment. But obviously, never say never. But for us, it's just this year is just we've got other things going on in a, you know, private stuff, you know, individually. So for us, this year is all about going out there, doing gigs over the summer, and just enjoying it, really.
And like I said earlier, you come to our part of the world on Saturday, the 4th of June. You'll be playing the Earlham Live Festival. What can people expect from that type of gig?
It's going to be upbeat, a lot of up-tempos, a lot of Blue hits over the years. If people are Blue fans, they'll get to see, you know, the all-risers of this world, Flybys, Too Close, One Loves. And yeah, maybe with a couple of new ones from the new album as well.
Mm-hmm. Going forward, obviously, like you said, you've got a very busy summer full of festivals and stuff. What does the future hold for Blue as a whole then?
Just keep working, keep grafting, putting food on the table for the kids, our families, paying the mortgage, just usual stuff, really. I think we've got to a point now where it's a job that we love, but we also want to do individual stuff as well, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.